Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, is it too cold to call in?
Oh, the cold bugs me.
No, it's not too cold to call in. Call in now for what's bugging you. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. And I hope nobody listening is ever one of those. You ever see somebody like throw something out their window in the car ahead of you?
Yes.
Now, I am guilty of this. I'll throw out things like apple cores and banana peels. That's okay, though, right?
The squirrels will eat it or something?
Yeah, it's biodegradable.
Okay.
But I would never throw out paper, plastic, or metal, or anything like
cigarette
that.
Cigarette butts, and you know who you are.
Ew.
I really would love to keep like a whole trash can full of just total garbage and just like go dump that in their car window when they do that. But
wow.
Then I'm the bad guy.
Wow, yeah, you would be.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd get shot. We have a story that might be relatable. Nobody's saying road rage yet. Stand your ground scenario, though. But this happened in Ocala. I'll share that story with you coming up. But in the meantime, call in now, 877-975-9825. And Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is this First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. I'm not sure if they were debating against suspension of benefits, SNAP benefits throughout the shutdown, or if it was cutting it in half. I don't remember what they were opposing. But this whole whack-a-mole thing where the Federal Circuit Courts of Appeal keep doing it. The Supreme Court already ruled a couple of months ago that the Federal Circuit Courts of Appeal shall not interfere with what Trump does, and that kind of bugs me that it keeps going on. And now they're all like, oh, we need to speak to the Supreme Court about this particular decision. No, the Supreme Court already ruled on this. Thanks, guys.
I agree. I question that same thing. It's like, wait a minute, did you guys not get the memo? Shut up! You're not supposed to be meddling in all this stuff. They've ruled this is not your area. Stop it.
Yep, but they just keep on going.
Oh,
it's like anything they can throw blocks up. But
that
particular issue is not going to be a factor, at least now it looks like, because they're going to reopen the government. And they got things through the Senate, I believe, last night, which I already thought was a done deal. It was so weird. When I was watching the news, I'm like, is this Groundhog Day? Really? I was watching Laura Ingraham, because I always record her, and then I jump in, you know, later on.
Sure.
And it was all about this voting and the Senate. I'm like, what? I thought it went through the Senate and it was supposed to just go to the House and be an easy review and then get to the president's desk. So it was odd to me.
It's been a clunky thing this week.
It was like a Groundhog Day. I'm like, what? Is this a repeat? I thought it was like a repeat. And I go, well, it couldn't be because it would be from Sunday night. It's not on Sunday night. It was weird.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
So not everybody that I know. And I was actually helping a family member the other day, has gotten everything moved over to my credit union that I talk about all the time. And they still have an account. I won't name them, but they are a bank that's in America, I think, you know. And this person just needed something signed by that bank to say, yes, That check does go in that account every month. And yes, those are the people on that account. They just had to confirm that for this organization that sends them a check here at the Bank of America. And it's like, they wouldn't sign it. I said, a manager, no. Corporate does not let us sign anything, is how they said that. I'm like, all it's doing, it's nothing that's requiring you to do anything or give out information. You're just saying, as a representative of this bank in America, I am saying that, yes, that check goes in that account, and that's whose account it is. And they would not do it. I was so ticked. I was about to become that guy in the lobby of the bank. And I'm sure I was rude, but I was mad. It's like, this is why people go to credit unions. This is why you guys don't. Well, we could go to the app. I said, I don't want
to go to an app.
I wanted to shove that app somewhere in the Bank of America. And it's like, this is why people are leaving you. No customer service. Go to the app. Can't do it. This is why the credit unions are winning.
I'm shocked that this was the same bank that was trying to steal people's homes. I remember when Betsy was going through that, made her payments on time for, I don't know, 23 years on a mortgage. And she was late on one right when that crisis was going on. And they started rubber stamping her thing, getting it ready for foreclosure. And I'm not exaggerating.
What?
Yep, it was one
That's
payment.
That's crazy.
And then she couldn't get an exact figure to even pay them. They wouldn't give her a number to call to get like an immediate payment amount. By the time you requested it, the payment amount would not be accurate because of accrued interest.
So if they keep you delayed.
Yep, that's exactly what they were doing on purpose. And luckily, you know, she begged an employee who I guess couldn't stand it anymore. Yeah. And she gave her like the number to call.
Wow.
Which, so you know, there was a number available.
Yep.
How many people didn't have that opportunity and got their houses ripped out from under them?
It's just wrong. Just
absolutely
wrong.
Those people should burn in hell.
They will.
Yep.
I'm putting in a word that they would turn it up. Yeah. Putting in a word.
The lake of fire.
Yes, brimstone.
Good morning, Pearl. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. Common sense. I was reading, I believe it was either X or a reel or something, and this woman got on and said, President Trump is going to starve me to death.
Oh, my goodness.
So She was a big, big lady, and the lady asked her, what about you getting a job? Common sense. She says, what's that got to do with it? Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
What's a job have to do with it?
That could be a song.
Hey, I need that SNAP money. Otherwise, I won't have money for my eyelashes and, you know.
Yeah, the fundamentals of life.
Priorities. It is what it is, as they say.
Yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Trump, meeting with the Syrian president and, well, jihadi president. His background is not good.
Mm-mm.
Details on that and more coming your way on this very chilly morning. Hang in there and stay warm, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.